Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith.
And I'm Richard Bacon. And here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Shoppers are seeing more options for sweet cereal at the grocery store. And there's a reason for that. The Wall Street Journal reports that big brands like General Mills and Kellogg's spent years trying to go healthy. They were attempting to compete with trendier breakfast items like Greek yogurt or protein bars. General Mills rolled out a high-protein version of Cheerios. Post introduced a version of Honey Bunches of Oats with more protein and fiber. Kellogg sold a new Frosted Flakes with 25% less sugar. But the move didn't work. Cereal sales dropped about 11% over the last 5 years. Now you can buy chocolate peanut butter Cheerios, Lucky Charms Frosted Flakes, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch Shredded Wheat. Those sweeter offerings are selling better than the healthier versions. This shift represents another trend, Americans eating cereal as a snack or even dessert. 30% of Americans say they choose cereal for taste, not nutrition. 43% of adults say they eat it as a snack. One food analyst said it's a permissible indulgence that seems not as bad as eating a traditional dessert. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, a lot of ladies aren't going to like this one. A popular shoe store having some money trouble?
That's right, Kristen. Women's apparel retailer Nine West has filed for bankruptcy protection. Its products are sold in more than 1,200 locations, but the company has already closed all of its 71 stores. Nine West operates popular brands including Anne Klein, Gloria Vanderbilt, and Bandolino. Apple is being sued over the heart rate technology used in its Apple Watch. Omni MedSci, a company based in Michigan, says it met with Apple to discuss a partnership, but those talks broke off. The lawsuit claims Apple willfully infringed on its patents and seeks damages and an injunction. Boxed, AKA the Costco for millennials, is offering discounted annual memberships called Boxed Up for customers who want to have lower shipping fees and deeper discounts.
Okay, so it sounds kind of like an Amazon Prime membership then. What does it offer?
The $49 annual fee includes 2% cash rewards on purchases, free shipping with a $20 purchase, and a 15% discount on Boxed's line of Prince and Spring private label goods.
That sounds pretty cool to me. Nicole from the New York Stock Exchange, thank you. An article trying to show how soon-to-be royal Meghan Markle is just like the rest of us is getting a lot of backlash. Marie Claire highlighted one gray hair on Markle's head, and the picture ran with an online story titled, Meghan Markle has a single gray hair and it's magnificent. The point was to show that Markle was relatable to everyday Americans, but many people called the example nitpicky, irrelevant, and petty. Some took to Twitter to respond. One person tweeted, I'm younger than Meghan Markle and have way more gray hairs. Where's my article? Another tweeted this picture with the caption, looking for Meghan Markle's gray hair. Marie Claire hasn't responded publicly to the backlash, but did delete the tweet promoting the article. Well, there's been a lot of stories in the news lately about airline passengers flying with their pets. And there are a few things to keep in mind to make sure your pets are safe if you want to fly with them. Veterinarian Dr. Courtney Campbell is here to talk about this. Yes. Thank you so much for joining us,
Doctor. It's great to be here.
I'd imagine if you're going to fly with your pets, you've got to know what you're doing.
You have to know what you're doing because more pets are in the air. About 750,000 pets were flying in 2017, and that number is up from 480,000 in 2016. So when I think about safety, the first thing I think about is visit your vet. They'll be able to tell you if your pet is healthy for traveling. The second thing I always say is find a sturdy crate because you want to, on that crate, you want to have your pet's name, medical conditions, contact information. And then the final thing is definitely avoid over-sedation because when a pet is anxious, their body makes changes for the altitude and the temperature. And if you give too many medications, their body can't make those changes.
So okay, yeah.
Super important.
Great advice.
Yeah.
You know, flying can be stressful for anyone. People.
For me, yes.
For me.
Yes, of course.
So I'd imagine it can't just the whole experience, even if you do everything you're supposed to do, I'd imagine it can still be stressful. So what can you suggest to really ease their fears?
Listen, when I walk into the airport, my blood pressure goes up, and there's no doubt your pet's does too.
Yeah.
You want to basically acclimate your pet to the carrier. You don't want the first time your pet is in a carrier to be that flight. And then, I know a lot of people do this, but try to resist when you get to the airport giving that last final hug.
Because
I know, but once you open that door, if they're stressed, they take off, and now you're in a really weird situation.
Okay.
So I would say resist
that final hug if you can.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Dr. Courtney, great advice. Thanks so much.
It was lovely to be here.
Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando brings you what you need to know today. Danielle, I hear a surprising number of people are crying at work.
Hi there. That's right, Kristen. A new survey shows that nearly half of all employees admit to crying while on the job. About 44% of bosses say that crying at work is okay sometimes, while about 30% say it has absolutely no negative effect, and it shows that, well, you're human. Forget fresh. More families are filling their fridge with frozen food. Volume growth for the frozen food category has turned positive for the first time in 5 years. Analysts say frozen food had a stigma attached to it for the past decade, with millennials seeking out whole foods and staying away from perceived engineered foods. The USDA also says the prices for fresh produce are on the rise. Oh, and not to be a Debbie Downer here, but scientists at Harvard believe that they know how and potentially when the universe will end. Researchers believe the universe will end if the Higgs boson, or the God particle, becomes unstable. That will result in a massive release of energy that would swallow the whole universe. Comforting, I know. But don't worry, it's quite a ways off, apparently. They think it could happen trillions and trillions of years in the future. But notice they say, think. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, let's go back to you now.
Well, I don't want the universe to end, so I surely hope it's a long way off. Thanks, Danielle. The number of Americans living in multi-generational homes has hit a record 64 million. According to the Pew Research Center, 1 in 5 Americans live with a family member of another generation. The rebound in multi-generational family living is due largely in part to the growing diversity of America and the culture of Hispanic and Asian families, although the research does show it's a growing trend among all racial groups. Foreign-born Americans were also more likely to live with multiple generations of family. And when it comes to the dynamics in these families, two adult generations living together is the most popular, i.e. adult children living with their parents. And I totally believe this. I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and they already told me they're never moving out. All right, on to a more serious story. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning Americans about a family of germs that's resistant to antibiotics. Joining us now to talk about this is Dr. Jorge Rodriguez. Doctor, thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
These germs are called nightmare bacteria. Now, are they as scary as they sound?
Well, they can be very scary. For example, the more antibiotics we've been using, the more drug-resistant bacteria have been evolving. And you know, bacteria are everywhere. They're on my skin, they're on your skin, they're on your kids' skin, right? The 1- and 3-year-olds.
Right.
And they're just becoming more and more powerful. What's scary is that they're also transmitting this resistance to other bacteria. It's estimated that around 2 million infections a year happen in the US from bacteria that are resistant. And a CDC report states that approximately 11% of the people they tested have these resistant bacteria on their skin. And they're transmitting this resistance to even other bacteria. So they're becoming more powerful and more difficult to treat.
How can we protect ourselves?
Well, the first thing that's causing this is the overuse of antibiotics. So people, stop going to the doctors asking for antibiotics. A lot of people just want them for everything.
Right.
And that's making things worse. And then people like myself, like doctors, sometimes we're too easy, swayed by our patients, and we prescribe antibiotics just to get people out of the room. So we need to be tougher, and people go to your doctor just telling them your symptoms. And the less antibiotics we use, the less resistant bacteria we're gonna have.
Dr. Jorge, great information, thank you.
My pleasure.
Meteorologists warn this year's hurricane season will be worse than usual. Researchers estimate we'll get 7 hurricanes and 14 named storms in the Atlantic with more intensity than average. That's a scary prediction when you consider the devastation of last year's hurricanes, which caused more than $200 billion in damage. And speaking of damage, Facebook will be notifying some 87 million users whose personal data may have been shared in the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Most of the affected users are in the United States and will receive a detailed message on their news feed, so keep your eyes peeled. Facebook COO called the privacy crisis a huge mistake.
We did not do enough to protect people's data. I'm really sorry for that. Mark is really sorry for that. And now we're taking very strong action to get ahead of the problems. Mm-hmm.
In today's hometown stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, a program at Waimama Elementary School is boosting children's literacy skills. Through PCAT, or Parents and Children Advance Together, parent volunteers tutor children at no cost in reading and reading comprehension. This early academic intervention is designed to keep kids on track so they can advance to higher grades on time. PCAT's executive director, Christine Worley, said the kids don't just get a boost in school, they also get a boost in life.
They get their confidence that they need so they can succeed because they can read.
In our second story from Fox 5 DC, the Her Resiliency Center is giving women a second chance at life. The nonprofit provides transitional housing and mentorship to women who may have been homeless or living in unfortunate circumstances. Founder Natasha Guinness was homeless and on a bad path in life when she moved to DC, but a strong community of women helped get her back on her feet. Now she's giving back to other women, showing them firsthand that they can turn their lives around too. In our final story from KTVU, the St. Mary's College soccer team just got a little bit younger. Their newest player is 7-year-old Quinton Rios. He's been battling brain cancer since he was 3. Quinton loves soccer, and St. Mary's coach Adam Cooper jumped at the chance to make him an honorary member of the team. Quinton had a signing ceremony, got his own jersey, even his own locker. But he had the most fun kicking the soccer ball around with his new teammates. It's one thing to have the skills, but looking the part goes a long way when you're looking for a job. And for the ladies, if you need some help, it's out there. Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 in Houston caught up with some pageant queens who are working with a nonprofit group, Dress for Success. It's a great story. Hey, Coco.
Thanks, Kristen. When it comes to looking your best, you could say the reigning Miss Universe, Demi Lanell Peters, and Miss USA, Kara McCullough, are experts. The ladies know just how important a good outfit can be. Insert the good people of Dress for Success. Since their launch in 1997, Dress for Success has helped more than 1 million women work towards self-sufficiency, providing professional work clothes, resume advice, and job application help. All are part of the organization's mission to push women towards economic independence. Miss USA and Miss Universe shared stories of their own insecurities, reassuring women that confidence is key and something everyone struggles with. Dress for Success has more than 130 offices in more than 30 countries, and their closets are open to the public. So whether you're looking for some help or want to donate to a great cause, look for the Dress for Success setup in your area. Back to you, Kristen.
Coco, such an empowering program. Thanks so much. More American farms are using a new kind of technology, fitness trackers for cows. Farmers using software like InHerd or IDA, which stands for Intelligent Dairy Farmers Assistant, get collars or ear tags that can be fitted to their cattle. The devices transmit information about cows' movements and behavior. Artificial intelligence helps farmers spot potential problems. Cows who are eating or chewing less might be feeling sick. AI tells farmers when cows are ready to breed or be milked. Software can also predict when cows might get injured based on their movements, or see how changes to their environment are affecting their milk production. The company behind the IDA software says they gain about 8 years of cow data in a single day. Critics, however, say the gadgets are a waste for animals that mostly stand around and eat. More traditional farmers think they can tell a cow's health just by looking at them. But other farmers are looking for ways to be more competitive because of low milk prices. A ride-sharing company is providing a little help for busy parents. With school, soccer practice, appointments, it's not always easy to find safe and reliable transportation for the kids. And even with the popularity of companies like Uber and Lyft, children under 18 can only be picked up if a trusted adult is with them. Having experienced this issue firsthand, three moms got together in 2014 and started the ride-sharing company Hop Skip Drive. Kids as young as 6 are able to ride without an adult, and every driver has passed a comprehensive background check, as well as a minimum of 5 years of childcare experience. Several other companies like Zoom and Kango offer a similar service, but Los Angeles-based Hop Skip Drive is the first of its kind to expand across state lines, having launched in Denver just last week. So if all goes well, this could be a game changer for families trying to juggle it all. A fascinating new study has figured out the key to happiness later in life. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Podcast, joins us from his studio to tell us what it is. Cody, we're dying to know.
Thanks, Kristen. An 80-year study out of Harvard has found the greatest predictor of happiness later in life. For the last 8 decades, more than 700 American males have regularly checked in with the Harvard Study of Adult Development to discover the best predictors of happiness in later life. They've regularly provided data about their physical and mental health, marriage, career, retirement, and sat down for in-depth interviews about their lives. The results? The study's director boiled it down into 5 words. Happiness is love, full stop. The best predictor of happiness was the number of warm relationships each man had, and it was true throughout his entire life. Those close with their mother in childhood earned an average of $87,000 a year more than others, and those who were close to their father showed higher satisfaction in late life. Now, a new 70-year study is focused on the children and stepchildren of the families from the original study to paint a more complete picture of happiness in the modern world. So I'll have a follow-up report ready for you in about 7 decades? Pencil me in, Kristen?
Well, I've already marked my calendar. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more, by the way, on curiosity.com. A new pilot program in Winnipeg will be bringing free Wi-Fi access to city buses. Initial funding for Winnipeg Transit will allow for Wi-Fi on 12 of the city buses, and those buses will rotate through various routes in the city. Winnipeg's mayor said advanced technology on public transit will enhance the experience for the rider, but it will also make the buses safer with more fast and reliable video surveillance. He said it's a service many residents rely on daily, and as such, we need to be providing them with an efficient, well-functioning, and safe transit service. Not all riders are excited about the project, though, worried the Wi-Fi access could leave them open to being hacked. But the City of Winnipeg's chief innovation officer says riders can expect the same level of privacy they get while surfing the net at the city library. A lot of Americans who want better sleep are turning to sleep trackers, devices that aim to help you get a better night's sleep. Well, it turns out they may actually be doing the opposite. The wristband devices worn at night monitor various things like breathing and movement and provide a report of how well you slept. But one study found some people got so anxious and worked up about following the device's instructions that it actually made them nervous and unable to sleep, even leading to insomnia. Overall, sleep experts say the devices can be helpful for people who want to improve sleep, but it's important not to get fixated on the recommendations. So if you have a hard time sleeping, experts recommend setting your thermostat between 60 and 67 degrees, not using electronics in bed, that's a big one, and avoid caffeine at least 6 hours before going to sleep. Fanny packs are making a comeback. Yep, some of the biggest names in fashion are embracing the once nerdy accessory and even giving them cooler names like belt bag. Just to name a few, labels like Kate Spade, Gucci, Prada, Alexander Wang, and Balenciaga have all come out with their own high-end versions, ranging in price from $328 to nearly $2,000. The growing trend has a celebrity backing too, with famous faces like Beyonce, Rihanna, Olivia Wilde, and ASAP Rocky all wearing them. The fanny pack, it really makes sense. You can store your cell phone, your money, your ID, your keys, everything, and it's less strain on your body than carrying a purse or a bag over your shoulder. I don't know about you, but I think I just convinced myself to get a fanny pack. And that's it for today's Top 30. Here are some stories coming up next time. A new study says men and women use credit cards in very different ways. Plus, a new shopping service for coffee lovers. And a Texas church raises millions to help veterans. Top 30 also covers more of the day's stories live on Facebook every day at 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Instagram and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe. Have a marvelous day.